由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this very last message in the series of messages on knowing Christ.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。今日呢，我们是认识基督这个系列信息的最后一讲了。
If you have ever experienced unexplainable pain or suffering,
如果你曾经经历过苦难，却是不明白为什么会有苦难。
You probably found yourself in one of four places.
你可能会发现自己在这四种的境况的其中之一种里面。
What are these four places?
究竟这四种的境况是什么呢？
First,
第一种的境况。
The barren land from which you try to escape your suffering.
你试图去逃离你的苦难，却是走入了去一片荒芜贫乏的地方。
Second,
第二种了。
The broken land in which you sink under your suffering.
你被苦难所打倒，变得支离破碎。
Third,
第三种的处境。
The bitter land in which you resent your suffering.
你因为苦难而怨天尤人，心里面硬是存着一些的苦毒的心。
Fourthly,
第四种。
The better land in which you are blessed and become a blessing through your suffering.
你通过苦难走入去荣美之地，不单止令到自己蒙福，亦都让你自己的生命成为其他人的祝福。
Suffering of any kind will land you in one of these four places.
当你遭遇苦难的时候，总会让到你处在这四种境况里头的其中一种。
Only you know where you have landed.
只有你自己最清楚自己是在哪里。
It is the prayer of my heart that after this message, you would not land in the first three places.
我希望你听了我们的系列信息之后，不会停在前三种的光景之下。
But instead you will enter the better land.
而是能够真正地进入永美之地。
Turn with me please to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
如果你有圣经的话，请你和我一起翻开哥林多后书第一章第三节去到第四节。
Here's what the word of God said.
请听上主的圣言。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝。
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
那个就是充满慈悲的父神，亦都是赐予各样安慰的父上帝。
Who comforts us in all our troubles.
他在我们面对的一切患难里面去安慰我们。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble.
使到我们能够藉着上帝所赐的安慰。
With the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
去安慰那些遭到各样患难的人。
The word compassionate here in 2 Corinthians means to suffer alongside someone.
那个慈悲啊，这个词在哥林多后书的意思就是说同其他人一起受苦啊。
It means to open yourself to the person who is suffering.
意思就是说你向那个遭受苦痛的人敞开你自己。
It means that you share in their anguish.
你去分担他剧烈的痛苦。
It means that you hurt in their pain.
你同佢一齐忍受疼痛。
And that is why Hebrews 4:15 tells us.
呢个就系点解希伯来书四章十五节同我哋讲。
That our high priest is the chief compassionate.
我哋嘅大祭司耶稣基督完完全全明白我哋，体恤我哋嘅软弱。
Why is this true?
点解呢样嘢系真噶？
Because Jesus, our high priest, understands our plight.
因为我们的大祭司主耶稣基督明白我们的困境。
Because Jesus has experienced all of our pain.
因为耶稣基督曾经亲自来到我们当中，经历过这一切的苦痛。
Because Jesus knows all of our suffering.
因为主耶稣深知我们所有的受苦。
Because Jesus has walked where you are walking.
因为你现在行的路，主耶稣一早就行过。
None of us can say, how does God know what I'm going through?
没人可以说上帝怎么知我的遭遇。
Because Jesus immediately would answer you and say, I have experienced what you're going through.
因为耶稣会立刻答回你说，你现在遭遇的一切，我一早经历过。
Those who suffer from severe physical pain can look up to the cross.
如果你身体遭遇疼痛，希望你举目仰望十字架。
And know that their pain cannot be compared with Jesus' pain.
你会发现原来你的痛苦远远比不上耶稣在十字架上面所受的痛苦。
He understands your physical pain.
耶稣能够体会你身体的痛。
Those who are going through injustice and unfairness,
如果你遭遇不公平的待遇，
they can look to Jesus,
希望你转眼仰望耶稣，
who was perfect in every way,
因为耶稣就是那位完全的上帝，
who never sinned,
他完全是没有犯过罪，
who never harmed anyone,
他完全没有害过其他人。
Who never spoke an evil word of anyone.
他从来不会对人口出恶言。
Who never broke any law.
他从来没有犯过罪。
Yet Jesus was falsely accused and sentenced to death.
但是耶稣却被诬蔑并且被判死刑。
He understands your suffering of injustice.
所以只有耶稣最明白你所受的冤屈。
If you're going through rejection,
如果你正经历其他人的拒绝嫌弃，
you can look up to Jesus who was rejected for no reason.
当转眼仰望耶稣，就是那位完全无缘无故被人嫌弃的主宰。
And know that he understands what you're going through.
你就知道他完全明了你的处境。
In fact,Jesus did not contribute to the world's rejection of him.
事实上，主耶稣没有做过任何一件让这个世界拒绝他的事。
Instead, he fed the hungry.
但是他喂饱饥饿的人。
He healed their sick.
他医治有病的人。
He raised their dead.
他复活死亡的人。
He gave himself freely without charge.
并且他不计代价地去付上自己的生命。
And yet his best friends forsook him in his most desperate moment.
但是他最亲近的人却在他最危难的时候离他而去。
So he understands your rejection.
所以耶稣最明白什么是被抛弃。
If you are experiencing feelings of loneliness,
如果你现在正在这里经历着孤独的话，
You can look up to Jesus and see him all alone in the Garden of Gethsemane.
举目仰望耶稣，因为耶稣曾经也在客西马尼园里面经历孤独。
All alone in Pontius Pilate's court.
是他自己站在本丢比拉多面前受审。
And finally, all alone on the cross.
最后是他自己孤单地被悬挂在十字架上面。
So he understands your loneliness.
所以耶稣是明白你的孤独的。
If you are experiencing persecution because you are in the center of the will of God,
如果你是为了遵行上帝的旨意而受到逼迫的话，
And you are asking God, why is this happening to you?
你问上帝为什么要让你遭遇这一切啊？
You can look to Jesus.
当转眼仰望耶稣。
And see that he was in his Father's perfect will.
你就会发现原来耶稣完全遵照父上帝的旨意而去行。
And through his agony, he brought salvation to millions.
而通过自己嘅受苦，佢为到千千万万嘅人成就救恩。
Jesus understands the pain of persecution.
所以耶稣最明白乜嘢系被迫害啊。
And he has a special blessing with your name written all over it.
佢已经为你专门预备咗一份美好嘅祝福。
So suffering can take you to a barren land from which you try to escape.
冇错，你想逃离苦难，却系让到你进入咗荒芜贫乏嘅地方。
Or suffering can take you to a broken land in which you sink under it.
或者你被苦难打倒，变得支离破碎。
Or suffering can take you to the bitter land in which you resent it.
苦难更加是可以让你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
Or suffering can take you to a better land.
但是苦难亦都可以将你带入去荣美之地。
A land in which God can bless you and make you a blessing.
在那里，上帝就能够去赐福给你，并且让到你亦都成为其他人的祝福。在今日好特别，我好想送上一首嘅纯音乐俾你，让我哋喺呢度一齐去反思，我哋有冇曾经被嫌弃、被撇弃、被放弃、孤独、孤单？当转眼仰望我哋嘅耶稣。
Now, if you have just joined us for the first time,
各位听众朋友，当转眼仰望耶稣。如果你是刚刚开始收听《天路导向》的话，
We are at the end of a series of messages on knowing Jesus Christ.
我们今天是认识基督这个系列信息的最后一讲。
We saw that you can know him better through the times of loneliness.
我们曾经讲过，你经历孤独的时候，你就会和你的主更加亲近。
And in the times of doubt and anxiety,
我们也都讲过，在经历疑惑和忧虑的时候，也都是一样。
Today, I will show you that you can come to know Christ better through times of suffering.
今天我要讲的是，怎样在困苦里面和上主更加亲密。
And if you have missed out listening to this series of messages,
如果你以前未听过这个的系列信息的话，
you can listen not only to this series, but also other series of messages on the internet.
你可以上网去到我哋电台嘅网站去收听翻呢个节目，并且之前嘅节目。
A paralyzed woman named Johnny Erickson Tada once said，
有一位瘫痪嘅女士叫 Johnny Erickson Tada 呢，佢曾经讲过
，Suffering presses you up against God，
苦难能够将你逼到去上帝嗰度。
And when you are pressed against God，
而当你被逼去到上帝面前嘅时候
，you will come face to face with His suffering Son，
你就会同佢嗰位受苦受难嘅儿子面对面。
When you comprehend that His Son's suffering was not for His own benefit but for you，
如果你能够明白原来佢所受嘅痛苦唔系为佢自己而受，而系为你而受嘅时候。
Then you will love him even more.
你就会更加咁样去爱佢。
Listen to what Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus' suffering took place.
先知以赛亚喺耶稣基督受难之前嘅700年就已经预告耶稣将要受苦。
If you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开以赛亚书第53章第4节到第5节。
Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases.
他真是去担当了我们的忧患，去背负了我们的痛苦。
And yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted.
我们却以为他是受到责罚，被上帝去击打，被上帝去苦待。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities.
但是原来他是为到我们的过犯去受害，为我们的罪孽被压伤。
Upon him was the punishment that made us whole.
因为他所受的刑罚，我们得着平安。
And by his bruises we were made complete.
因为他所受的鞭伤，我们得着医治。
What God wants us to know is this.
上帝希望我们能够明白一样嘢。
Jesus did not suffer on his own behalf.
就是耶稣不是为到他自己受苦的。
No.
不是的。
Because he was purely perfect.
因为耶稣基督是完美无瑕的。
But just as the high priest would lay all of the sin of his people upon the scapegoat once a year,
正如大祭司一年一次要按手在代罪羔羊头上面，让那只代罪羔羊去担当所有百姓的罪，
and drive it into the desert,
并且将只羊羔送到去旷野无人之地，
in the same way Jesus carried the burden of our grief,
同样咁样，耶稣系背负咗我哋众人嘅罪孽。
He carried our sorrow and suffering and pain.
佢背负我哋嘅忧伤，背负我哋嘅痛苦。
Not just once a year, but forever.
唔系一年一次，而系直到永永远远。
The truth is this.
个事实系乜嘢呢
？We are the ones who condemned Jesus.
系我哋让到耶稣被定罪噶。
We are the ones who caused him to suffer.
是我们让到耶稣遭受所有的痛苦的。
We are the ones who caused him punishment.
是我们让到耶稣遭受一切的刑罚的。
You say, why did Jesus do this for me?
你可能会问，为什么耶稣要做这些事啊？
And that's a very good question.
这条问题很好。
And here is where God's compassion comes in.
在这个时候上帝的慈悲就来到了。
God's compassion caused him to pay our penalty.
原来就是上帝的慈悲让到耶稣为我们付出罪的代价。
God's compassion caused him to serve our sentence.
原来是上帝的慈悲耶稣甘愿代替我们接受刑罚。
God's compassion caused him to take our rightful punishment upon himself.
原来是因为上帝的慈悲，耶稣乐意将我们应该受的刑罚加在他自己身上。
Luke records that Jesus was crucified between two criminals.
路加福音记载，耶稣基督是被钉在两个强盗中间。
One of the criminals was astonished that Jesus would be crucified with them.
其中一个强盗见到耶稣同佢哋一齐被钉喺十字架上面嘅时候，
and he turned to the other criminal and said,
佢就对另外嗰个强盗话啦，
We have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds.
我哋抵死噶，人哋审我哋系冇错嘅，因为我哋做嘅嘢同我哋得到嘅刑罚系相称噶。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但系呢个人冇做过一件唔好嘅事啊。
The two reactions of the two criminals on either side of Christ's cross represent the two responses to suffering.
喺耶稣嘅十字架两边嘅强盗，佢哋嘅反应就代表紧人对苦难嘅两种唔同反应。
One sees Jesus' suffering as for him.
其中一个强盗见到耶稣正喺度为佢受苦啊。
And he loves Jesus for it and ends up in heaven.
佢被咁样去激励而爱耶稣，表达佢与耶稣相信耶稣嘅意愿，最终佢得以同主同喺乐园里面。
The other one is like all those who became bitter and rejected the Son of God.
另外一个强盗就好似嗰啲拒绝上帝嘅儿子并落喺苦毒里面嘅人一样。
And they will land in hell for eternity.
佢哋嘅结局就系永远嘅刑罚。
The one who experienced the compassion of Jesus in the middle of his own suffering.
喺痛苦里头经历耶稣怜悯嘅嗰个强盗。
Was driven to deeper love for Jesus and was blessed.
通过苦难而深爱耶稣，于是佢蒙受丰富嘅福分。
And the other represents all who shake their fists at God and will be condemned for eternity.
但系另外一个强盗却系代表抗拒上帝嘅人，佢哋嘅结局则系永远嘅沉沦。
Suffering can land you in a barren land from which you try to escape.
当你想逃离苦难的时候，可能会让到你进入荒芜之地。
Suffering can land you in the broken land in which you can sink under it.
你可能亦都会被苦难打倒，变得支离破碎。
Suffering can land you in bitterness in which you will resent it.
苦难更可能让你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
Or suffering can land you on the better land.
但是苦难亦都可以将你带到去荣美之地。
A land in which you are blessed and become a blessing.
在那里上帝会赐福给你，并且让你成为其他人的祝福。
Someone said once,
有人曾经这样讲过，
that God brings his children to deep waters not to drown them, but to cleanse them.
上帝带领他的儿女经历过深水，不是要浸死他们，乃是要洁净他们。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully as we conclude.
在我们结束的时候，听众朋友，请你去听我讲。
Do not waste your suffering in a barren land, or a broken land, or bitter land.
不要在荒芜破碎苦毒的地方白白受苦。
But invest your suffering in the better land.
而是要将你的苦难去带到你入到荣美之地。
To avoid landing in the barren, broken or bitter lands.
不要在荒芜、破碎、苦毒之地去受苦，你要避免落入去。
You need to know several things.
你需要明白以下几点。
First, you must remind yourself that Jesus understands your suffering.
第一样，你就要时常提醒自己话，耶稣最明白你嘅痛苦同埋你嘅遭遇。
Secondly, you must remind yourself that Jesus not only experienced far worse than what you are experiencing.
第二，你要提醒自己，耶稣所经历嘅苦难唔单止远远超乎你所遭受嘅。
But Jesus is walking with you in your suffering.
并且在你的苦难里面，上帝耶稣基督与你同行。
Jesus is abiding in you in your suffering.
在苦难里面，耶稣与你同在。
Jesus is carrying you in your suffering.
在苦难里面，耶稣抱住你，怀抱住你。
Jesus is comforting you in your suffering.
在苦难里面，耶稣亲自去安慰你。
Jesus is holding on to you in your suffering.
在苦难里面，耶稣紧紧地拉住你的手。
As long as we live in this world, we will face suffering.
只要我们今天仍然活在这个世界里面，我们仍然会遭遇苦难。
And only in heaven will all the suffering be over.
只有在天堂里面，这些痛苦才会成为过去。
Suffering can land you in a barren land from which you try to escape.
虽然你想逃离苦难，而令到你进入荒芜贫乏之地。
Suffering can land you in a broken land in which you can sink under it.
你可能会被苦难去打倒，变得支离破碎。
Suffering can land you in the bitter land in which you can resent it.
在苦难里面，亦都可能会让到你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
But suffering can also land you in a bitter land.
但是苦难更加能够让到你是进入荣美之地，在那里上帝会赐福给你，并且让到你成为其他人的祝福。
A land in which you'll be blessed and become a blessing.
我们很希望你进入到去这块地方的时候，你能够成为其他人的祝福。
It is our prayer that you will land in a better land.
我们为你祷告，愿你能够进入荣美之地。
And then write to us and tell us.
并且希望你随时同我们分享你的苦难，同埋你接触到耶稣，得到耶稣之后的喜讯。
So that we can rejoice with you.
这样做的时候，就能够让到我们同你一起高兴欢喜。
Until next time and the next series of messages, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们认识基督这个信息系列呢已经去到尾声，今天就是最后一集了。希望在下次的系列信息那里可以同你再次相会，一起去分享认识耶稣基督的喜悦。我和麦克牧师在这里愿上帝赐福给你，让你每日都是经历在基督里面的平安，虽然在苦难里面是仍然能够进入荣美之地。再会。